Ohio seniors, it's time to make the right call for better Medicare benefits with Medical Mutual. Plans start at $0 per month and include $0 doctor visits and $0 generic prescription drugs. Visit medmutual.com/review or call 1-866-966-9338 to find a plan today. MedMutual Advantage plans are HMO, HMO, POS, and PPO plans offered by Medical Mutual of Ohio with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in a MedMutual Advantage plan depends on contract renewal.
Wake up with the news and information you can trust. Starting your day the right way with the Andy Griffin Show. This is News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I was just reading the latest on the great monkey escape. We'll talk about that in a minute. But welcome to Open Line Friday. That means you can call and be a part of the show, 673-5890. 435-673-5890, and I do have my phone right here. We'll take text from you, 435-467-5842. Mello is here as well. Hi, Mello, how are you?
Good morning.
Mello has gone dark on us. Her hair is not quite black, right? Just really dark brown?
It's really dark. I really think it's actually my natural color.
Oh, okay.
Except for some grays are poking through lately. That's why I went dark again.
Well, you know what? It used to be kind of a stigma. Women dying their hair. Oh, I can't believe they did. I don't know any women who don't dye their hair somewhat.
Yeah, I don't know anybody's natural color anymore, actually.
It's funny. Growing up, my mom, I honestly didn't know the natural color of her hair because she changed it so many times. She even tried blonde for a little while. She didn't like that because she had dark eyebrows, but... Mm-hmm. And it was the real blonde. It was like the bleach blonde. My wife is blonde-ish now, but it's not like, you know how blonde is blonde, like if you bleach blonde it, hydrogen peroxide, whatever, get really light. It's not like that. It's more like a dirty blonde or a light brown.
So. Yeah. I like to do highlights in the spring and like lighter in the summer and then darker in the winter.
I am not going to give away this person's secret, but there is a frequent guest on this show who dyes his or her, I'm not going to say the gender even because I don't want to give it away, their hair and their eyebrows.
Mm.
Yes, a frequent guest on this show. So if you think about all our regulars, no, so it could be that. Oh, it could be. Anyway, yeah. But they told me this in confidence, and I am not going to let it out.
Yeah, they're committed to the cause because they don't want like one to not match. So
well,
that's good.
To be honest, this person said that they have a. I'm going to give away too much. They have a child that is a hairdresser.
Oh.
And the hairdresser insists on doing it.
Okay.
So
well, that's nice.
This person is not necessarily willing, but they are told you will do this. So
I know. I've got a daughter that wants to be a hairdresser, and I'm actually pretty excited about that option for myself in the future.
There was a story out earlier this week and a subsequent post online about people going to the hairdressers down 30% this year compared to last year.
Mm-hmm.
And the person that posted about it was like, why is this? What's going on? You know, I'm a hairdresser and you're killing me. And it's like, okay, well, let's think about this. You got $300, right? Are you going to buy groceries for your family or are you going to go do your hair?
It's true. And it costs
expensive
quite a bit
now.
To color
yeah.
your hair.
It really is.
Yeah,
and it used to be $30. You could go, maybe not a color, but you could go get a cut and a wash. You know, not anymore.
No, my gal's a little cheaper than the other salons. She does it at home, so mine's like $100, but it's every 6 weeks, so it's not cheap, but it's not as expensive as like $300 for some people that my daughters pay.
Okay, it's time for our monkey update. You ready for a monkey update?
Oh, I'm scared. Yeah, I'm ready.
South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this was, the original story was a week ago Wednesday. So that is, what, 9 days? 9 days ago?
Mm-hmm.
In South Carolina, Beaufort County to be specific, they have a research facility. And that's just kind of a code word for they do tests on animals to see if whatever they're testing has an effect on humans. Well, apparently somebody screwed up. 43, not 40, but 43. The original story was 40 monkeys. 43 monkeys escaped from this, I think it's called the Genesis Research, whatever area in South Carolina. These monkeys had a gay old time. Well, they had they had fun. I guess there's a lot of woods and trees and, you know, it's area beautiful. There. Mm-hmm. And so the monkeys are like, hey, this is pretty awesome. So the authorities warn people, do not leave your windows open. Do not leave your doors open. Do not stop in certain areas. Do not,
monkeys.
They had all kinds of warnings about it. So they've gone around trying to trap or catch these monkeys. And so far, we are up to 35 now that have been recaptured out of the 43. 35 monkeys have been recaptured and returned to the Genesis Research Center. Alpha Genesis, I guess, is technically the name of it. There are still 8 monkeys at large.
Jeez.
In the woods around Yemassee, South Carolina. Yemassee. Yemassee.
How often do monkeys reproduce, and how quickly could they expand their breed?
Well, you know, I mean, there are all kinds of questions. How did they get out? Right? I mean, did somebody leave a door open? Was there? Did a car crash and it broke open when they were transporting them? Was there an animal rights group that opened it up for them? I found every story I could find on this, and I did like a Google search all over the internet. Nobody will say how they got out.
Are they like chimpanzees? Is that what kind of monkeys
they
are?
They won't say the flavor either of the monkeys.
Goodness.
They're just calling them primates. Yeah, there are 8 monkeys at large. Now, I did a little research on if this has happened in Utah. Yes, it was, I think, 2016, 4 spider monkeys got loose from the Hogle Zoo. And, they were only loose for a couple hours, but they got them back. And more recently, a snow leopard got loose from Hogle Zoo. You're like, leopard, hold on, this is getting kind of dangerous. Well, I guess there were lockdowns. All the people in the zoo were all told to go into the gift shop, and they locked the doors of the gift shop, and authorities were really worried. And I had a friend that was a journalist covering the story, and they would only let him go into the gift shop and interview people. They wouldn't let him out. They wouldn't let him go around. And after about an hour, they found the snow leopard. He was sleeping on a log just outside of his, little area.
He's like, let me back in.
Yeah, he's like, I know where the food comes from. Right. I don't want to have to catch something. I just want him to give it to me. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. The other day, there were some llamas that got loose and were on railroad tracks in Utah County. So there have been a few animals on the loose here and there. But the fact that there are still 8 monkeys on the loose in South Carolina. Remember the elephant that got loose last year? It was maybe 6 months ago. An elephant in a circus.
Oh, I do remember that. Yeah,
got loose
that.
And wandered around. I forget the town. It was like in Montana, like Kalispell or I don't know, somewhere up there, Missoula. The elephant kind of rampaged around town, knocked into a couple of cars and stuff, and they finally got him under control and took him home. But it inspired a children's story that my wife wrote.
Oh, really?
It has yet to be published, and she's looking for an artist. She has a few pictures of illustrations, but she's looking for someone to finish it off illustration-wise. But,
awesome.
Yeah, she wrote a children's story about an elephant on the loose.
That's great. So. Have you heard about the comparison they're making nowadays with alpacas and teenage boys?
No.
Oh. They're saying that the alpaca, you know how they have that, like, curly mop of hair on the top?
Right,
it's
yeah.
extremely similar to the style of hair that the boys are wearing
Very
now.
True. Very true.
Which is
true.
Like a little puff on the top of their head.
Yeah. And that's true.
It's kind of funny.
When I was a teenager, like many teenagers, I want to grow my hair up, man. I want to be so cool. And I grew my hair out, and my hair at a couple of inches long starts to curl up. And so when I started growing my hair out, it turned into this white guy afro thing.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it was, yeah, it was, it looked like probably what you're describing with the alpaca, just this big old giant
little puffball
mop. And I also am a little bit of a sweater, and I don't mean the kind you wear, but the person that sweats a lot. Mm-hmm. And so when I had all that hair, I was like, this sucks, man. It's I'm sweating hot. All the time. So I pretty much shaved my head after that. I couldn't stand it. Anyway, if you've seen Eight Monkeys, there is no truth to the rumor that they hopped on mass transit and got the heck out of South Carolina. I don't think they got on a bus. But there are eight monkeys out there somewhere. And somebody texted me, said they are small monkeys. Okay, they are small monkeys, originally 43 on the loose. The species is rhesus. So they're rhesus monkeys.
Oh, which, I wonder what they look like.
I think they're chocolate with peanut butter in the middle. No, different kind of rhesus. Sorry.
Different.
Yeah, I know. I just had a rhesus, actually. You know, I went by the boss's office during the 8 o'clock news break, and he had some rhesus out. And so I grabbed a rhesus. I'm like, all right. And it was one of those little mini. It was like the size of my thumbnail.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they have this new size out called Fun Size with candy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fun at all.
I like those.
Fun means it's too small to even taste hardly.
No, it's got such a compact flavor. It's delicious.
Yeah. All right, more serious news now.
Okay.
We're going to talk about a zooini.
Zoo and then zooini. That's a good segue.
All right. Richard Biff Williams is in a little bit of trouble. If folks remember, and Mello hasn't heard a lot of the story, so I'm going to tell it as if I'm telling someone for the first time what happened.
Okay.
So Richard Williams was the president of Dixie State College, Dixie State University, and eventually he was instrumental in getting the name changed to Utah Tech University. Well, obviously that doesn't endear him to a lot of folks here in mm-hmm. Southern Utah. A lot of folks are still mad about that. Well, he left, he resigned in, I want to say, January of last year. And of this year, rather, and for 6 months, still got, you know, he got severance pay, he got all kinds of stuff. And then in July, he took a new job at Missouri State University.
Hmm.
So the timing of it all was a little weird. A lot of people, myself included, assumed it had something to do with the whole, you know, people mad about the change to Utah Tech or whatever. And maybe it was the heat was a little too hot. He needed to get out of the kitchen kind mm-hmm. of thing. And he left town. But as it turns out, there was some other stuff going on that we did not know about, but is coming out now. In fact, three former employees, co-workers of Mr. Williams, have filed a lawsuit saying, among many things, one is that he created a hostile work environment, you basically had to walk around on pins and needles when you were around him. Mm. And then the story comes to the, I guess, prank, practical joke, whatever you want to call it. So one of these that actually is named in that is part of the lawsuit, Mello, has had a vasectomy. This was last year. And so Mr. Williams decided it would be funny. He had a zucchini roughly in the shape of a male body part and a couple of smaller piece vegetables, and he decided it would be funny to arrange those in such a way that it looked like, well, male genitalia, and left it on the man's porch along with a card that said something like, hey, you know, hope you feel better from your vasectomy soon. And then he signed the card. It was typed. I shouldn't say signed. It was actually typed, but with the name of the three people who are suing Mr. Williams now.
No.
Not only did he put their names on the card, but without their knowledge, but he spelled two of them wrong, so it couldn't have been from them, right? Anyway, he said it was, this is him telling the Springfield News Leader. He said, my actions have brought undue negative attention to the campus. I assume he's talking about Missouri State, but what about, you know, Utah mm-hmm. Tech or Dixie State? He said, this is not something that was ever my intention to do. This began with me trying to play a practical joke on a friend. He said his intention was not to hurt anyone or cause harm, but that wasn't the case. Now, Mello, when I was a teenager,
mm-hmm.
I mean, like most teenagers, but I was an idiot. I said stupid stuff. I did stupid things.
Mm-hmm.
There was no filter, right? But as you age, as you grow up, You still think those stupid things quite often, mm-hmm. but your maturity, the fact that you are a grown human being, you don't act on those things, right? You don't say what you were going to say. You don't do what you might have done when you were 18 years old. You grow up.
Right. That's, especially like the president of a college.
That's where I was going. Gosh. So this is the president of a university who's already, you know, kind of taking this us against them mentality with his staff against the community who didn't mm-hmm. want the name changed. And he thinks it's funny to go do this weird little sexual practical joke on his friend. And I would have thought of doing something like that in my head. That'd be funny. And then I'd be like, no, you're a grown-up. You don't do those kind of things. Right. I'm the president of a university. I'm not going to do that. That would be stupid.
Yeah, that's especially with all the technology around everywhere. Like, you used to be able to toilet paper people's houses and, you know, have fun without getting in trouble. Yeah. And now everything's captured on film.
So there is, speaking of captured on film, there is a picture of the Zuwini, they called it, on the man's porch, as well as a picture of the note written by Mr. Williams. They publish it in this newspaper website. Oh, if you want to check it out, it's news-leader.com. Because the reason that there's a news story this morning about it is, now check this out. I'm going to read the first two paragraphs. At a packed faculty senate meeting Thursday, a no-confidence resolution was introduced against Missouri State President Richard Biff Williams. The vote did not take place, but is expected to be on the agenda for a carryover meeting on November 21st, which is, a week from yesterday. The proposal was made after the news leader exited. He was at the meeting to apologize directly to faculty and to respond to their concerns. Basically, Missouri State is saying, hey, we don't want a president that does this crap.
No, that's embarrassing.
Yeah. And I don't know anything about Missouri State. Apparently, it's in Springfield, Missouri. Mm-hmm. That is now the extent of what I know about Missouri mm-hmm. State. I think they're the Bears.
I do not know.
Stupid sports guy. I know the mascot. Ridiculous as that is. But The thing that maybe is getting lost in the whole Zuwini gate, I just made that up, Zuwini gate, is that the hostile work environment stuff. The lawsuit isn't just that he played this practical joke, because that's not really lawsuit material, in my opinion. It was stupid, it was immature, but it's not lawsuit material. But the fact that these three people that worked with him, that he signed their name on the letter, not sure why, if he was making fun of them, if he thought they wanted to be a part of it, but they did not know about him putting their name on the letter. But the thing that I am having a real problem with is that they basically said we couldn't act normally around him. Around him, we had to walk on pins and needles. We had to be careful what we said. They said it was misery going to work. It was difficult being at work every day around this person. Well, that is not okay. Mm-mm. You know, playing a silly prank was stupid, immature, silly. And I'm not going to say it was okay, but, you know, it's something you can get over, right?
I do like to play pranks, but I would not do a Zuwini.
Yeah, no. But then to have his staff and faculty saying, yeah, hostile work environment. And I don't know about you, Mel, but I've been in workplaces during my life where it was uncomfortable being at work. Mm-hmm. It was not, I didn't want to go to work, not because I didn't want to do the job, but because I didn't want to be at work.
Right, with those people.
With certain people. And, so I don't know what's going to happen on all this. I have a feeling he's going to be fired.
Jeez.
and that, you know, it happens. I have a feeling he's going to be fired, but I think that, Mr. Williams is maybe going to have to pick up the pieces of his shattered career because he did some stupid stuff, mm-hmm. including making fun of people, making them feel bad at work, and then, of course, this really ridiculous prank. Yeah. So
sounds a little bit like bullying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really does. And, you know, I think back to middle school. You say bullying, I immediately go back to middle school. Mm-hmm. The way I remember going first day of school, first couple of days of school, riding the bus as a sixth grader. I went to a school, Howell Intermediate, it was sixth to eighth grade. Mm-hmm. And I remember getting on the bus as a sixth grader, and all these big, gigantic, to me, eighth graders were on the bus, and they were making fun of people and teasing them and throwing things and using words I had never heard before.
Mm-hmm.
And it was uncomfortable being there.
Yeah, it's scary.
Back then, now we're talking about, you know, in the late 70s, back then, there was no recourse.
No.
You just dealt with it.
Yeah.
But, just. Yeah.
That's so. I'm sad. Sorry you went through that.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I came out okay, I think. Got me a sweet wife, and life is good.
Good job.
Everything's cool. Okay, real quick, before we go to weather break, I wanted to bring this one up. In the news today on the Las Vegas Review-Journal, this one really is really troubling. So a guy called 911 at just after midnight, night before last in Las Vegas, to report there was someone breaking into his house. The guy had an ex-girlfriend that had been stalking him, and he didn't mention to the dispatcher that it may be her, but he was worried. Someone was breaking into his home. So the police showed up, and they could hear a struggle going on inside. So the policeman kicked the door open, mm-hmm. and when he kicked the door open, he saw a man and a woman engaged in an altercation. They were, I don't know if they were, like, fighting, like, standing up, or if they're on the ground together or whatever, and they both had knives.
Mm-hmm.
And the police officer said, drop the knives. And only a few seconds passed. Neither one dropped the knife. Now, we'll talk about the command here in a second. But when neither one dropped the knife, he fired six shots, all of them at the male, and killed him. Shot and killed the man. Well, here's the problem. The guy was the one that called 911. The guy was the one that was just trying to defend himself from this woman who had come to kill him. She broke the window in and had a knife and was going to kill him.
Jeez.
And so right now, Las Vegas Metro Police, LVMP they call it, they're in a little bit of trouble because they've got to explain why it was automatically assumed if something bad was going on that they shoot and kill the man and not the woman.
I mean, usually that's true, though.
I know, but
the man is the one that is...
How can you make that assumption, though?
Well, maybe they didn't relay the information about the 911 call that it was a man calling. I don't know. But even if it was a man calling, you could assume that that person has already killed the man and now he's going after the wife.
Mm.
I don't know. Just in my head. But it's super sad because you're calling for help.
By the way, officer said two people had broken into the home. I don't know what happened to the other person. And the 15-year-old daughter of the man who was killed witnessed the whole thing. She watched it all happen.
Oh, that's so sad. That's traumatizing.
Yeah. Really, really sad story. There was an officer. I'm not going to say his name right now. It's in the article in the Review Journal if you want to read it. But he will be under, you know, paid administrative leave mm-hmm. while they investigate it. But this could be one of those cases where he gets in a lot of trouble because he just automatically made the assumption that I need to kill this guy. And the guy was the one actually being assaulted.
Jeez, so, that's so sad.
Yeah, it kind of brings into focus this whole, you know, transgender thing. And you know, how you always assume who the bad guy is, right, mm-hmm. and stuff. But I almost kind of a little bit don't blame the officer for assuming the guy was the bad guy here because men are so much bigger and stronger than women.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know... That like I said, that kind of goes into the whole this Blair Fleming person that plays for San Jose State, and he, I'm not going to call him a woman. He is playing and spiking the ball 100 miles an hour at girls that are used to 55 mile an hour spikes.
Mm-hmm.
He did it again, by the way, this week. He hit a girl in the face on a 90 plus mile an hour spike, and so the women have filed a lawsuit. We'll talk more about it after the break.
Oh, that's interesting.
They have filed a lawsuit, not for that spike, but for the fact that... So one of the girls on San Jose State had roomed with this guy.
Oh, my gosh.
Unknowing that he was a transgender, had transitioned to female, had roomed with this person for several months. And she's part of the lawsuit. She's like, how could they have not told me? And then, of course, the other people in the lawsuit are members of the other teams, Utah State, including one of the players on Utah State, they're all filing a lawsuit against the Mountain West Conference and San Jose State University.
It's going to take something legally to change the narrative on that, I think.
Well, and not just legally. It's going to take some women standing up and saying, this is not right. We have fought so hard to make women's sports what it is today. Mm-hmm. And competing against women and getting the very best of women all over the world. And then you got these guys coming in thinking, hey, if I transition, and everybody's like, well, they wouldn't do it just for that. Well, maybe, maybe not. But they are doing it, whatever mm-hmm. the reason is.
Right.
And in women's sports, when the average spike is 50 miles an hour and that guy's spiking between 80 and 100 miles an hour, guess what? That's not fair.
Yeah, you're not used to that.
It's not safe. Mm-mm. All right. I blew through weather. We're going to get to it right now. Open lines. You can call in 673-5890. You can text me 467-5842.
Wake up with the news and information you can trust. This is the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's News Talk Leader.
Welcome back. I'm Andy. I think, did you already answer a call, Mello, during the break? Sorry, I got to turn my mic up.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a caller on line one.
Okay. Well, let's go to the phones then.
Okay.
Hey, you're on with Andy and Mello. What's up?
Morning, Andy. Happy Friday.
Hey, thanks. Good morning to you.
The sun's up, and you're saying it's going to get stormy today, hey?
That's what all the meteorologists are saying, that we're going to get some clouds and storm later on this afternoon, like after 3 o'clock.
Well, these racers up in Snow Canyon will be loving it tonight, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, it should be cold.
Subject that's near and dear to my heart.
What's that?
What you're talking about. Boys and girl sports, or men, basically.
Yeah.
And the worst part is a lot of these schools let these guys into the shower rooms with them and all that stuff.
Yeah. You know, I don't know if you heard me saying, one of the girls in the lawsuit actually roomed with this Blair Fleming for months. And nobody ever told her that this Blair Fleming was a guy transitioning to a girl. She didn't know until it all came out. Unbelievable.
I love this transitioning. Then you get down to nitty gritty. Most of these guys still got a girlfriend on the side. So
yeah,
I guess they're going to be lesbians when they get the thing cut off. That's when I draw the line. If you're going to be serious about it, then
yeah, I think this, and it's interesting. I tried to do some research on this. I think this Fleming person has transitioned, meaning she has had sex change surgery, and she has transitioned, but it doesn't matter to me. A male is a male, and the fact that, you know, he's 6'1", and he's jumping at a net that's 7 inches lower and hitting the ball 40 miles an hour faster than a girl normally would, that's all you need to know right there.
Yep, gender they're born with.
Yep, exactly.
We got to go after Olympics and stuff. They're letting that crap in, you know, and yep. I guess it starts with the college or the high school and moves on up.
Yeah, somebody's got
to. I hope comes to an end soon. We might have the right guy in that position, but we'll see.
Somebody's got to put their foot down and say, no, stop it. It's not right. And it's got to be a woman.
You're going to have to start suing and winning some big money. That's for sure.
Yep, it's true.
Hey, have a good one, Dad.
Yeah, thanks for calling. We'll get back to that in a second. I did want to mention a friend of mine, Andy Thompson. He runs ESPN Radio here, Town Square Media. They have an awards race going on right now. It's called the Rushdies. Now, if you've never watched the Region 9 Rush with Andy Thompson, it's actually quite funny and entertaining. He has kids on. They do weird little contests and stuff with whatever sport's going on. Football, obviously, is just coming to an end now. And he has on the website, sportsradio977.com, a chance for you to vote for the Region Rushdies. You can vote for best running back, best quarterback, best lineman, best receiver, best defensive lineman, best linebacker, best special teams player, best coach of the year, also assistant coach, et cetera. So they also have female athletes of the year for the fall sports like soccer and volleyball. And even cheerleader of the year. Now, I started to fill out my little form here because it's an online form, and I got to best cheerleader of the year and best drill team member of the year. I'm not going to lie. I have no idea. It's not that I don't appreciate that they're athletes and they work very hard, because they do. I know they do, as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. In fact, my buddy was telling me his daughter had to be at practice at 5 a.m. every day.
Yeah, my sister-in-law is actually in charge of the Jetettes, and they work really hard.
But do you know any of their names?
I could call her and get them for you.
See, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I don't. Yeah. I don't have any ideas. So
there's not multiple choice.
They don't even come with a roster. They're not. They don't wear numbers or anything.
That's true. Where's their recognition for their hard work?
I have no idea who is who. So I'm not trying to be sexist or misogynistic or anything. I just have no idea. You asked me, the cheerleader of the year. I have no idea. I don't know. Do they have competitions for that? Is there a? I know they have cheer competitions. And they have drill team. They have state drill team. But then you have to pick, okay, who's the best one out of the whole team? Well, that's kind of hard.
I don't know. Choose. That's a very good question. That's fair. So,
anyway, go to sportsradio977.com. You can vote on the Rushdies and help Andy Thompson out. I will actually be handing out a couple of those awards. He does it. It's kind of like he models it after the ESPN, the ESPYs, where they have a really nice gathering and you know, everybody wears tuxedos. I'm not going to wear a tuxedo. They hand these awards out, and it's really cool.
That's awesome.
The Region Rushdies on sportsradio977.com. All right, back to the girls in sports. I talked about it a little bit yesterday, but 12 women have filed a lawsuit against the Mountain West Conference and San Jose State University, saying that they don't believe. Well, and it's so the lawsuit is, you know, that it happened, that they had to forfeit games, that the one girl had to share a room with this guy. And then they also are filing an emergency injunction because the Mountain West volleyball tournament is coming up here in about a week and a half. And they don't want San Jose State with this guy, this Blair guy, on the team competing against their girls.
I think that's fair.
And so the judge is going to have to make a decision pretty soon. They haven't made it yet, but I assume in the next week we're going to have a decision on this. And the judge is either going to say shut up and deal with it, which I don't think should happen. By the way, their lawsuit was filed in Colorado, which is...
I was wondering about that.
Not California, but still, Colorado's a little liberal.
They're pretty liberal, for sure.
They should have filed it in Utah. They would have won. But or the judge will have to say he can't compete while he's a trans. I just, to me, again, it just boggles the mind that women, and you're a woman, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, women's sport, there weren't really any women's sports. And then as I got into high school, okay, there was girls basketball was going. Mm-hmm. They softball. Had gymnastics and softball. That was kind of it, I think.
Weren't there mat maids? Was that a thing?
Those are the cheerleaders, right?
Oh, for the wrestling.
wrestling cheerleaders. Yeah. I had a friend who was a wrestling cheerleader, and it was weird because they would sit the
I
whole
know, man. Like bang on the mat.
But they didn't. Yeah, there wasn't a whole lot of sports going on.
Not a lot of opportunity.
And as I got into college and became a sports writer covering sports, and then women's sports had actually gotten bigger and bigger. And Title IX came along and said, look, if you're going to, you have to have an equal number of women's athletes as men's athletes at any school, which was hard because football, you got 70 or 80 kids. So then you got, okay, what women's sport has a lot of players? There aren't any. You might have 15 on a softball team, you might have 11 on a gymnastics team, you know.
That's true.
So it ended up kind of being hurting some of the men's sports. Men had ended up dropping things like wrestling and some of the other sports because they had to try to equalize those numbers. If you wanted to have a football program, you had to probably drop wrestling and maybe cross country or something like that in men's sports. So Title IX was big. It had some unintended, you know, side effects that weren't great, but it was big for women, and I think it was important. And I came to really love some of the women's sports are fun. If you're a baseball fan and you go to a softball game, it's a different animal. You think sports, but softball, I mean, there's the drag bun and the push bun and all this stuff going on behind the scenes. And by the way, have you ever seen a guy try to hit a really good fast pitch softballs? Yeah, no, they're good.
Mm-hmm.
I did it once. I stood in the batter's box and tried to hit. I was up at Utah State. They had a top 20 ranked softball team in the country. And I'm like, hey, just for fun, I'm a sports writer. Let me stand in and try to hit several of your pitches. So she threw me a rise ball, they call them, which I don't think they actually rise, but it appears like they're rising. And she threw me a curve, And then she finally threw me a changeup, and I was able to hit the changeup. But I also knew it was coming. She told me, I'll throw you a changeup now. So, yeah, I mean, they're good. And I love women's gymnastics. I've always loved women's mm-hmm. gymnastics. I think it has a great place in this world. You know, and with Caitlin Clark and the WNBA and mm-hmm. the college basketball, women's college basketball, it's gotten big. And I just can't believe that the women, the feminists in this world, are letting this happen, letting men, transgender men, compete in their sport.
Seems like transgender is opposite of feminism because you're taking the place of a woman.
Exactly.
I don't understand
exactly.
that. We're the feminists.
But the male masculinity stays in your body. Even if you have the, you know, snip, snip or whatever, mm-hmm. you're still jumping higher and hitting harder than women because your body is a male's body. And women should be up in arms. These feminists should be, you know, not, hey, let's defend transgenders. No, they should be, hey, let's defend women mm-hmm. and women's sports. Mm-hmm. They need to do that. That's why I'm glad there is this lawsuit.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. That's good news to hear, actually.
I hope they win big time. And just, and everybody's like, well, what about Blair's feelings? Oh, poor Blair. They don't let Blair play. Blair is a Fair to Midland men's volleyball player.
Mm-hmm.
He's an all-conference women's volleyball player.
Yeah.
And he should not be playing women's sports.
Agreed.
Just shouldn't. All right. Commercial break. We'll be right back. Hey, folks. I just want to talk for a minute about Heartlight Funeral Services. Now, they've won Best of Southern Utah many years in a row while up in Cedar City. They have expanded. Now, there is a Heartlight Funeral Services in Washington, right on Buena Vista, just inside the Washington City border, across from the Too Lazy Two Ranch, which is, it's a church now. But Heartlight Funeral Services has a different take on end of life. What goes on when you're celebrating your loved one? You know, we all get so sad. And certainly, you know, losing a loved one is very sad. But Heartlight really wants to help you understand that it's not that you lost them, it's that you had them for an amount of time. And so their tagline is Life Celebrated. If you go into Heartlight Funeral Services, it's a bright white space. You go in there and they have a big giant 24-foot wall where they can play a video celebrating the life of your loved one. They don't have a chapel, which most funerals, if they're going to have a funeral, it's going to be in a chapel at a church anyway. But they do have recliners, like luxury recliner chairs. They have big screen TVs. And their prices are unbelievably low. They're lower than pretty much everybody in the funeral industry. It's Heartlight Funeral Services. Again, they're located at 504 West Buena Vista Boulevard. You can find them online, heartlightfs.com. They've got all kinds of cool stuff. They're really getting involved in the community. In fact, in the spring, I think April is where we're shooting for, we're going to have Barbecue to Die For, sponsored by the Heartlight Funeral Services. So that should be fun as well. Check them out online again, heartlightfs.com. Heartlight Funeral Services is AG approved.
All the latest news, weather, traffic, and sports, just like you like them. You're waking up with the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's news talk leader.
Down to the final 10 minutes. I'm Andy. Mello is here as well, our Friday friend. Mello, we've got to get you on more often than just Fridays.
I know. It's so fun to be here. Thanks for having me.
I got a text from someone that said, hey, I heard you wrote a story. I did, about new license plate in the state of Utah. So let's talk about that for just a couple of minutes. So a couple of kind of basic things. Number one, there are currently 4 standard issue license plates. That means that you don't have to pay extra for them.
Okay.
In the state of Utah. Now, I say 4. One of them is for off-road vehicles. So that doesn't really count in my mind. But so there are 3 standard issue plates. You've got the red, white, and blue in God We Trust one. Mm-hmm. That is on my truck right now. I like that one. My wife's car has the Life Elevated Arches license plate.
Mm-hmm.
And the third one is, it's called Life Elevated. It's got a skier kind of in the background, kind of a watermark in the background. And it says Utah on top in red and white. And I think people don't realize this, but the old Greatest Snow on Earth, Ski Utah, greatest snow on earth. That one is, that's gone. They no longer issue those.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So if you got one when they were issued, you can keep your plate as long as you keep your registration up to date. So you're still going to see them on the road, but they no longer issue the Ski Utah plates. The Arch one, the Utah Centennial Arch one, has been changed quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
The new one is kind of a little bit closer to the arch, and it has less sky and background. They've also discontinued the Olympic, Utah Olympics license plate, as well as the old white one with black lettering. Now, this is something that blows me away. So, along with the three standard issue, there are something in the neighborhood of 100 special issue license plates, ones that you pay extra to get. The number one seller, by far, not even close, this blows me away, is the plain black license plate with white lettering.
That's what I have.
You have that one?
Yeah, with my whole name on it.
I get the personalized thing. That's mm-hmm. kind of cool. But what in the world is the allure of a black license plate with white lettering?
Because I have a white car, and it matches. It's white letters with black. It's very demure.
So it's all about the look, is it?
I love the way it looks. I do.
Did you know, though, Miss Realtor?
Yes.
There is a realtor license plate that you could have gotten.
I did know that, but yeah. I didn't want that because I liked the black one so much more.
Okay.
So I got the black one. As soon as I saw that out, I was like, that is what I want. And my name has 7 letters. So I did that.
Okay. It has your first name on it?
Has Mellow D on it.
With 2 E's.
With 2 E's. I wanted Mellow, but it was already taken.
What? Somebody took Mellow and Mellow?
I know.
Carmelo Anthony, get him.
Yeah, I'm going to get him.
Yeah. Some of the specialty plates you can get, there's charities, Boys and Girls Club, Autism Awareness,
mm-hmm.
Cancer Research, Civic Air Patrol. There are license plates that you can get the logo of your favorite university in the state of Utah. You can get a BYU, a Utah, SUU. Utah State. There is even a Utah Tech license plate. If you are of a mind, Biff Williams would make. Would that make him happy now? I don't know.
Mm.
He's at Missouri State, but there are even the smallest colleges like Utah Valley University, Weber State, Westminster. You could get one. There are ones that involve things like veterans, disabled veteran, regular veteran. There are ones for first responders like the firefighter. Or there's even one called a former prisoner of war license plate.
Mm.
It has an American flag. It's a white plate with the red, white, and blue theme. It has an American flag on the side. And it says, actually, right under the lettering for the license number, it says prisoner of war.
Really?
So I can't imagine they sell a lot of those, but I'm sure there's
I know in the military they used to give these bands that the men would wear that had, like, the person that was a prisoner of war, and they'd wear it every day as, like, a reminder.
There's also a Utah Jazz license plate. If you're a big jazz fan, you could get that. I'm not seeing a Utah Hockey Club. Now, that's the newest thing here in the state, the Utah Hockey Club. I don't see, and this is current. This is a current, right from the dmv.utah.gov website, what are available right now. Let's see, a couple of others. If you were in any kind of armed forces, if you were in the Air Force, Navy, Army, Marines, Coast Guard, you can get any of those. The new one. So, and by the way, there's a Zion National Park one too, if you want to, but they do cost. So anywhere from $20 to $40 to get a specialized plate. And I think, is it more if you actually specialize in numbers too, if you get your name on them?
Yeah.
So just to get, say you want a BYU plate, just to get the BYU logo on your plate, it costs you, I think it's $40. And then if you want the number, the actual plate number to say something that's important to you, that's going to cost you more.
Right. I think it's like $30 more. I don't know. I don't remember.
The new plate I think it's kind of interesting. It's meant to, a portion of every plate that you buy goes to helping preserve the Great Salt Lake. It has a picture of the lake with mountains and the sun in the background and a big giant pelican taking on. Is that a pelican? Or a story.
I've not seen it.
Yeah, it's a pelican. Yeah. So, I think it's kind of cool. It's really kind of a pretty plate. I think it's the prettiest one of any of them. Maybe the Arch would compete with it as far as beauty. But, it's really kind of a pretty little lake mountain scene with a pelican on it.
Are there many pelicans at the Great Salt Lake?
I don't know. I've been there a few times.
I've
never seen one, but I know there's brine shrimp. Right. But
that's not as pretty as a pelican.
Never
though.
Seen a pelican. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, if you want to read more about it, again, you can go to 890kdxu.com and click on my story titled Utah's New License Plate Has a What on It. Mm-hmm. Of course, the what is the pelican.
The pelican.
It has a link also to the DMV website that has all the license plates that you that are available for purchase. Again, now they want to take your money.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing to me sometimes, Mello, how many people want to take my hard-earned money.
I know. It's like they want to make it their hard-earned money.
Everybody wants my money. I'm like, you know, I work hard for that. I get paid an hourly wage and, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't sell a house and get $20,000 at once, but I know those are few and far between,
right? I know. It's true. Sometimes that's true.
The discipline it takes for you, realtor, my son is a realtor now, to know that, okay, I just closed on two houses. I've got, you know, $40,000 or whatever it is. I may not get another $40,000 for 6 months. Mm-hmm. So I better budget it. That takes a lot of discipline.
It does.
So
it's not easy, but I've survived.
Any plans this weekend, by the way, Mello, as we our last minute and a half here?
Just my daughters are coming into town, so I'll see them. And
did you want to shout out your daughter's birthday today?
Happy birthday. I've got three kids with birthdays this week. So happy birthday, Lydia. Happy birthday, Julia. And happy birthday, Austin. Yeah.
Nice. Happy birthday, kids.
Yeah.
Although they're only one of them is kind of still a kid. The others are grown up.
Right. 29, 25, and 15.
Nice.
Yeah. They're all grown up. It's kind of fun.
So I will get some pickleball in this tomorrow morning. I guarantee that. I don't know what else I have planned, but it'll be a great weekend.
Yeah, I'm excited. Except for the rain, you need to take that out of the forecast.
It's 15-20% chance, just a little. We need the moisture.
I know, but I need to wash my car, and every time I go to wash my car, there's an announcement about rain, so it's still dirty.
Well, you need to just wash it and hope it doesn't rain.
No, because I am very good at attracting the rain with my clean car.
All right. Well, that'll wrap things up here from the Andy Griffin Show. We've got Celeste Malloy on Monday and other guests throughout the week, next week, including the Chamber of Commerce, Dave Romer. I got the full list here somewhere, but I'll be darned if I can find it right now. We got a good week planned for you coming up next week. I think police department's on next week as well. Yeah, it's a lot of good stuff. And Thanksgiving is in 13 days.
Ooh, it's almost time to defrost the turkey.
I had a friend tell me, hey, you want to guarantee you don't say anything stupid at Thanksgiving? I said, oh, yeah. What, is there a secret to that? He said, oh, yeah, there's a secret. Duct tape. Thanks, man. Appreciate that. We got to go. Thanks, Mello.